This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across the nation and across the world, people continue to mourn the loss of Aretha Franklin. The singer died yesterday at the age of 76. A crowd has been outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father had been a pastor, since the news broke yesterday.
Her music and her voice was during that civil rights movement, and that's what
touches me.
Her soul, you could feel it, her, you know, the rhythm.
And she set the standard for all singers.
Franklin's family is reportedly planning a public memorial service at a Detroit museum, but a date has not yet been set. A Phoenix police officer is shot and wounded while making a traffic stop.
Our officer did return fire. The suspect and our officer were both injured.
That police spokeswoman says the officer is now fighting for his life. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
12 jurors are still deciding the fate of Paul Manafort. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports yesterday they had some questions for the judge.
The jury in the Paul Manafort case has questions but no verdict on day one of deliberations in the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia. After 7 hours debating his fate, jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including clarification on the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, the trial has gone on for 3 weeks. Manafort, who is 69 years old, charged with tax evasion and bank fraud.
The California wildfires are affecting air quality not just in California. NASA says high levels of carbon monoxide have spread to Texas, as well as the Northeast U.S. and even parts of Canada. Experts say the high concentrations are mostly coming from the Carr Fire and the Mendocino Complex Fire. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on the death of Aretha Franklin, as former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are expressing their deepest condolences following news of the death of the Queen of Soul. The Obamas releasing a statement on her passing saying, "America has no royalty, but we do have a chance to earn something more enduring." And the statement goes on to say that Aretha helped define the American experience through her voice. The couple sending prayers and warm sympathies to Aretha's family and saying everyone's been moved by her music. In other news, the ACLU is pushing to have deported parents brought back to the United States. A court filing yesterday by the American Civil Liberties Union in San Diego claiming it's the only way families that were separated at the border can be reunited. An ACLU attorney saying the government's reunification plan does not address the rights of already deported parents to be reunited with their kids. The government's urging U.S. District Court Judge Dana Sabraw to approve its plan so the process can move forward. Sabraw has laid responsibility of finding parents and reuniting them with their children squarely on the Trump administration. And authorities say a man was shot by another man during an argument in Virginia last night over whether Halle Berry should play Aretha Franklin in a movie. For USA Radio News,
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, with us right now, Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I'll tell you, the blue wave that you and I talked about, which is coming down to a trickle, you know, the Democrats cannot seem to get out of their own way here a bit. Or am I overestimating that?
Right. Well, listen, I will say I am still concerned about the midterm elections. I am, from a Republican point of view. History argues against us. Generally, the first midterm for a sitting president, a new president, is really bad. It certainly was for Obama. For Bill Clinton, both of them lost House majorities in their first midterm. It was for Ronald Reagan way back in the early 80s. And the polling is not going in the right direction. I'll be the first to concede that as well. On the generic ballot, I don't put too much trust in a generic ballot. But on the generic ballot, the Democrats are leading, and that lead has been expanding slightly. So there's reason to be concerned. I don't think anything on the Republican side can be complacent. But having said that, I think we can win in two ways, and I think one you mentioned the Democrats, where we don't have to do anything really. The Democrats will lose it for themselves, and what I mean by that is the more they run toward Democratic socialists, toward the Ocasio-Cortez wing of the party of free everything, and I mean free in quotes because of course nothing in life is free. Somebody's paying right. for it, and the more they run toward abolish ICE, eliminate borders, the more they run toward that kind of nonsense. The harder they make them, the case for them, even though it should be, they should have the advantage. And then on the more positive side, on the Republican side, the more the president gets out there, you know, I believe he won that Ohio race for the Republicans. I really do. Right. By going there himself, giving a fantastic speech at a rally, that matters. If there's one thing we know about this president in terms of his campaigning, looking back at 2015 and 2016, he's a relentless campaigner, and he probably does it better than any politician in history. Which is amazing because he wasn't a politician until he started.
Right, exactly.
So the more he gets on the road, the more he is out there in front of people and effectively putting himself on the ballot, even though he's not officially on the ballot, the more that happens, I think the better the Republican chances get.
Steve, he's batting 1,000%. I mean, every one of his picks are winning. So what does that say to the rest of the party?
Well, exactly. And by the way, you know who's betting 0% is Ocasio-Cortez. Everyone she endorsed yesterday lost in their primaries. The flip side, people who Trump backs have been on quite a winning streak. And what it tells me, Bill, is, and this is why, I'm worried about the party. I'm not trying to be cocky here, because I am worried about the midterm.
Right.
The main reason I'm worried is that the Republican Party, far too many Republican members on the Hill, they have not accepted and promoted the Trump agenda, the Trump 2016 agenda. Instead, we've seen a lot of swampiness, to be honest, on the Republican side as well. And that their failure to embrace his agenda is, I think, the reason that the House is even at risk. If they had fully embraced his agenda, if we had a full-scale war going on, not the piecemeal thing we have right now, if we had fully overturned Obamacare, if McCain hadn't ruined that vote in the Senate, I don't think this would even be a question that there would be an absolute red tidal wave right now.
Exactly.
But
I agree.
They've been obstructionist toward him, and because of that, I think we've got a real fight ahead.
Like, what do they, Steve, I mean, do they think that with a Democratic president, when they already had one, they were subjected to Barack Obama. Do they think that somebody else in the Oval Office is going to be better to serving their needs? I mean, even if it's not, you know, like with Ronald Reagan and his ratios, it may not be 100%, but hey, I'll take what I can get right now, and I'll later on, I'll come back another day and grab another bite of the apple. But for right now, I'll take what I got, right?
Right. Well, you know, I wish they all saw it that way. Unfortunately, you know, I think old habits die hard. Human beings are creatures of habit. And for a lot of those people who are swamp creatures in Washington, D.C., and the Republicans are too, many of them.
No, that's right.
Who have had their way for decades in this country, which has been great for the swamp. It's been great for members of Congress, great for K Street lobbyists. And, of course, we know that a lot of members of Congress become K Street lobbyists when they're done with the Congress. It's been great for them that way, where there's almost in some ways not a real difference between the two parties. It's really more of America against Washington rather than he against R.
Exactly.
Washington, D.C. And so because they become complacent and because they frankly have done well personally with those practices, and a lot of them have just been doing it for a heck of a long time, it's hard for them to break. And I'm not excusing them, of course, because 2016 should have been, you know, for those who think that way, those swamp creatures, should have been, you know, a huge bucket of freezing cold water over their head, that the American people are sick of business as usual and the cronyism of the swamp. But some of them didn't quite wake up. And I hope it doesn't take losing the House in 2018 to finally wake those other Republicans up to the realities of what the American people want.
Well, we've made some major ground here, Steve, and I'd hate to lose the momentum. I mean, look what President Trump has done in less than 600 days of his administration. I mean, we're winning at every turn. And what is it? Is America think, or, you know, they're just not deserving of success?
You know, well, I sure hope not. I hate that kind of an attitude, but I do think, unfortunately, too many people in politics grew to accept mediocrity in this country. Particularly when it comes to economic growth, you know, I sometimes lament that young people today, say some millennials, they have not even seen America really grow quickly. They have not seen a boom in America like we had in the 80s and 90s, because frankly, it hasn't happened yet.
That's
in
right.
This century, and that's sad. But we can't become accustomed to mediocrity in anything for America, but particularly when it comes to the economy. Now, thankfully, we're really starting to break out of that, and I think it's directly the result of better policies out of Washington, D.C., getting government out of the way with unnecessary regulation and taking the tax and costs off of hardworking Americans and entrepreneurs. And we're seeing the results. I mean, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And the results are undeniable, but we need more. We're just getting started, Bill.
Exactly. And that's great observation on your part, Steve, is that these millennials have not seen America operating on all eight cylinders. We're kind of knocking on the door right now with a 4.1 GDP. And you've got a lot of young entrepreneurs opening up their companies now, their own companies, and dreaming big dreams. I think this is an exciting time for this country. And my hope is that the voters of America will see this. I mean, you know, kind of like what Trump said to Black America, said to Brown America, hey, look at what do you got to lose? You know, you had a minority in the office that should have carried the water for you, and what did he do for you? And now look what Trump has done in a short period of time, which the former president said, oh, how's he going to come up with these jobs? He got a magic wand or something?
Right. Well, and unfortunately, the former president didn't believe in the American people, didn't believe in the dynamism and the genius and the hard work and sweat.
Exactly.
Of the American entrepreneur. He just didn't, let's be honest. And you know why? Because he didn't come from that world. He came from a world of community organizing and then straight to working for the government and being a politician. He doesn't even have a clue what entrepreneurial, you know, free enterprise America is like, whereas Donald Trump's the exact opposite. He's done
exactly.
Nothing to live that for the last 50 years of his life, right, of building companies, literally building buildings, being an entrepreneur, taking risks, occasionally failing, by the way, which he gets criticized for, which is absurd, but succeeding a lot more than failing, employing people, paychecks, you know, all of that. So he comes from the world of what can be done when people work hard and think, and he knows that that's not specific to Donald Trump. That's actually, you know, an American characteristic and one that has built this great country that unfortunately was really stalled by terrible policies over the last couple of decades. Quite frankly, I blame W. Bush almost as much as Obama in terms of his regulatory burdens on business were just obscene. And again, it always benefited Washington. You know, Washington did great through all. Washington barely had a setback in the Washington area economically if you look at the last great recession
exactly.
That started in 2008. And that's not because Washington was smarter or better. It's because it siphons prosperity off of the rest of the country. And that is now starting to thankfully reverse. We're seeing not just accelerated growth, which I'm really excited about, but also broadening growth, meaning not just people who own a lot of assets. It's wage earners. It's blacks, Hispanics, people without a high school diploma, economic underdogs.
Exactly.
Everyone is coming
along
for the ride.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Steve Cortez after this.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Steve Cortez continues. Steve, of course, a CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, as you were mentioning there right before the break, I mean, all indicators are the economy is gearing up. It is showing signs of robustness at every turn. I mean, this is real exciting. You know, minority, as you say, minority ownership of businesses, unemployment, all-time low for Black America, Hispanics. This is a real exciting time. And as you mentioned in the first segment, millennials have not seen a robust America. They're starting to get a glimpse of it, and they're starting to maybe get re-educated as to the promise and the potential of a true free market capitalistic system.
Right. And you know what? Unfortunately, a lot of them, look, I've got four kids total. Three of them are teenagers. And unfortunately, a lot of them need to be re-educated because of what they've learned in our disastrous schools, particularly our universities, where they've been taught that capitalism is evil and that somehow socialism is virtuous, and, you know, that our economic future is how do we divide a dwindling pie politically rather than how do we grow the pie for everybody and opportunity for all. So I'm hopeful that they're going to see in this Trump boom what America's capable of, and something they just haven't seen because they're too young, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And we haven't grown this way since the 80s and 90s. We can again. We can see a surge in productivity. We can see onshoring again through better trade deals. It's already happening out there. And I'm excited for the future for the first time in a while. And you're right. I'm particularly excited for young people that they're going to realize that there's a seduction that, you know, Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and that crowd brings about free stuff. But we're going to convince them that, first of all, nothing's free. But secondly, creating is always better than receiving a gift in anything life, but particularly when it comes to the economy. And I'm hopeful and optimistic that we're going to see a sea change in this country largely because of economic growth.
See, my dad used to always tell me, Steve, it's nothing like your first paycheck that'll teach you a lot really quick.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, when young people first get a job and find out that, wow, taxes take a huge bite, even if I don't make very much, even if I'm just being a lifeguard or, you know, a waiter, boy, taxes take a, you know, take a cut. So those life lessons are important.
Yeah, but the other part, too, what you were suggesting, and that is that sense of integrity that you get and dignity that you get when you're out there being productive and you've earned the paycheck.
Right.
There's something very powerful in that dynamic, and I think that's something that these big government types like Barack Obama and the Democratic Party underestimate. That's why they could never see anything beyond a 2% GDP because, you know, that's what they had pulled out of the collective, and that's the most they could get out of it when you take all the incentives out of going out and being productive.
Right. And, you know, and you're so right, too. Listen, a growing economy is not just important because people can pay bills and do important things for their lives and do fun things for their lives. All that's important. But you're so right, too. It really speaks to the dignity of a person. It really does. I mean, right. Our souls yearn to work. And as human beings, we're created for that. We're created to create.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, and there's dignity in work, whether it's pushing a broom or whether you're an advanced researcher in Silicon Valley. But there's dignity to work. And one of the, I think, the tragedies of the Obama era was the explosion in food stamps. And thankfully, that's accelerating, you know, just as quickly now the other way. I'm not trying to demonize people. Look, if they need food stamps, I want people in America to eat. We're a rich country. I don't want children hungry at dinner tables. But it should always be, hopefully, a very temporary phenomenon, and it wasn't for a long time. It became a permanent solution.
And what you point out here, Steve, is really the divide that exists. It crosses all party lines, as you said earlier. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. There is an elitism that exists in that deep swamp that just keeps thinking that the everyman of America, mainstream America, doesn't know better, that they need the big government. I mean, Barack Obama was the one to tell businesses across this country they didn't build it. It was the government. It was the people. I mean, if that isn't a socialist whistle, I don't know what is.
Right. No, I agree. And that's sad, too. And look, I hate to be this cynical, but I really think a lot of Democrats are fine with that condition. They don't really care about people being allowed to make the most of themselves. They don't care about their human dignity. They care about their vote. And what's the best way to get their vote? Well, make them dependent.
Sure.
Because if they're dependent on the state, they're very, very likely to vote for the policies that, you know, continue that dependence. And we're trying to create the opposite here. You know, we're trying to create independence, true, you know, the true flourishing of human beings, of families, of communities, churches, schools, you know, all of it, right? And it all does better when people people take control of their own destiny, and when a rising economic tide makes it easier for people to join the productive sectors of society.
Well, our founding fathers predicted this would be the case, that if we allowed people to vote themselves a raise, you know, through the U.S. Treasury, then they would continue to vote those people that would give them said raise. And so no surprise that we find ourselves here today where we do. Steve, I want to talk about trade. The president's been very bullish about this. I see where he's going very clearly. It's hard for me to hear the counter arguments on this deal. I know that when you're negotiating, it's not for the faint of heart. You've been involved in negotiations like I have all your life. And you know that if you get nervous and you fold, you're going to lose out. You're going to give something up in the process. But I want to encourage President Trump to continue to fight the good fight of on trade on behalf of all, you know, all of Americans who have worked their tails off and that have been ripped off by, you know, by the Chinese and by other outside entities who have taken advantage of our intellectual property and, I would say, taken advantage of our generosity. I mean, we buttressed up Western civilization. If not for America, the West would be speaking another language. I mean, it'd all be gone. I mean, you know, you take America out of the equation. But what we did in terms of supporting them with trade and them, in a sense, living off, you know, Americans all these years, and now Donald Trump calls the question, hey, you guys are doing fine. You don't need us anymore. You know, it's time to cut off the entitlement, right?
Right. No, absolutely. Take the training wheels off, but you don't need it. And number two, it's really harming American workers, particularly with China. More so. I mean, I think we have bad trade deals all over the world, but China's really the main culprit because on top of it, they do something that's even worse than, say, the Europeans do. On top of having, you know, a lack of reciprocity and not treating us fairly in trade, on top of that, they literally steal, as you mentioned, our intellectual property, our codes, which are, you know, really the most important things in this new era of technology that we're in. And I give the president a lot of credit. I've had the chance to speak to him personally about this. And look, there might be near-term pain from trade tensions.
Yes. Right?
Markets react poorly at times. It will hurt certain American businesses in the near term. It just will. We can't avoid that. Mm-hmm. But what we're after here is a much longer-term prosperity.
Exactly.
Fair trade deals where we're not taking advantage of. And what he's doing, thank goodness, because he's such a great negotiator, is we're sitting down now at the sort of trade poker deal, poker table. America has always had the strongest hand at the table, but we never played like it. You know,
exactly.
We had a straight flush, and we played like we had a pair of eights for decades. And
yes,
Donald Trump sat down and looked at our cards and said, wait a second, we've got a straight flush. We're going to play this game like it and not be weak any longer as we have been.
Exactly. Well, and the Chinese are doing everything they can, but they've only got so many arrows in their quiver, and they're starting to come to the end of it. And all Trump wants to do is bring everybody to the table. Let's negotiate a deal. Let's be fair. I like what he said initially, and that is, hey, let's get rid of all tariffs across the board. Boy, you heard him scream real quick, whether it was, Canada or England, any of the other countries and partners that we've had, because they like that corporate welfare.
No, you know, I got to talk to Larry Kudlow about that when the president went up there to Canada. And, of course, the mainstream media went crazy, insulting our allies, you know, all of that at the G7 meeting, or I guess G10, whatever they call it now, without Russia, maybe it's G9. But anyway, when he went up there to Canada and walked in the room and said, guys, I'm for zero tariffs, zero subsidies, everyone. And according to Larry Kudlow, the room got as quiet, as a church full of monks.
Got as quiet as the guys in NATO when they were told to pay up for their promise, right?
Right. Right. So, yeah, let's be honest, too. I think, unfortunately, and listen, I'll admit, I used to believe this. I used to think that we had basically free trade, you know, with NAFTA and WTO and our deals with China. And, the president and then Kennedy come convinced me otherwise. We have incredibly managed trade. We've never had free trade. So let's be honest about that. I'd love free trade. I think it is a goal. I don't think it's a goal we're going to see anytime soon. And the president showed that because he offered it in Canada. And everyone, you know, scoffed. But if we're going to have managed trade, it's going to be managed on much fairer terms.
And how much better would it be if we had everybody on the same team, Steve? You know, could you imagine? It would be win-win for everybody. Well, look, we got to leave it there. As always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for the insight. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Take care, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance. Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across the nation and across the world, people continue to mourn the loss of Aretha Franklin. The singer died yesterday at the age of 76. A crowd has been outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father had been a pastor, since the news broke yesterday.
Her music and her voice was during that civil rights movement, and that's what touches me.
Her soul, you could feel it, her, you know, the rhythm.
And she set the standard for all singers.
Franklin's family is reportedly planning a public memorial service at a Detroit museum, but a date has not yet been set. A Phoenix police officer shot and wounded while making a traffic stop.
Our officer did return fire. The suspect and our officer were both injured.
That police spokeswoman says the officer is now fighting for his life. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Jordan Goodman joins us now, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, he was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to get caught up on everything that is financial. And I'm reading now, U.S. consumers are still bringing on debt. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, they're getting into an awful lot of debt. The Federal Reserve just came out with the latest numbers. Consumer credit outstanding grew 4.5% in the second quarter to an all-time record high of $3.9 trillion. That is 50% higher than the previous cycle peak, which was 10 years ago, at $2.6 trillion. And it's the big three, Bill. It's auto loans, credit cards, and student loan debt. Those are the three driving it dramatically.
Well, student debt, you and I have talked about it repeatedly, but the other two seem to be par for the course. Huh? Is part of that, Jordan, just that people are having this sense of increased confidence of the economy?
That's part of it. When people feel more confident, they go into more debt. That's correct. But I wouldn't say that's true with the student loan area. They just they've run out of alternatives, basically.
They've inherited that. That just...
Yeah, the student loan debt is up to $1.5 trillion. Every time there's a graduation season, we add about $100 billion in new student loan debt. We have the kids just about going back to school now. And what other trouble could an 18-year-old get into? Maybe get drunk, but you know, take on $50,000 in debt before they even know what career they're going to have. This is what happens. So
it's unconscionable. There's no wonder that these kids are going, they gravitate to Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders is at least least is trying to throw them a lifeline. But, you know, this is something that our government has ill-served our future citizens, well, our citizens, but our future leaders with. I mean, to encumber them with this kind of debt, this is just so so unconscionable, Jordan.
It is. Well, the average person's graduating with $39,000 in debt. That's the average.
Wow.
A lot of people, particularly graduate school, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 for medical school, law school, business school. It's just unbelievable. So if you come out of school with a kind of debt like that, the best thing you can do is to refinance it, private loans, federal loans, all combined into one in the 2 to 3% area. Save yourself a lot of money that way instead of 4, 10%, you know, whatever these high rates are. The place that I like is called Credible. Their website, credible.com. And then do /money answers. They know it's me that way. You get $200 off your first payment. And they give you about 10 different lenders, credit unions and others, who will refinance your student loan debt to, again, the 2 to 3% area. So that's something that doesn't make them go away completely, but at least you pay them off at a quicker rate.
Yeah, you get some relief there. And I would say do not pass go collect $200. Go to credible.com /money answers. Yeah, you want to do that. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why? You're already in debt. Why, you know, let's find a way to mitigate some of this,
right,
until we can do something, you know, at the federal level to you know, roll this
These
back
are not going to be forgiven. These are not going to be. I mean, Bernie Sanders talks about not going to happen, okay, because, you know, just not going to happen. So that's, anyway, that's student loan debt. Let's take car loan debt, okay? Yeah. So auto loan debt is up to about $1.1 trillion, and people took on some really nice cars and big debts. The delinquency and default rate has doubled in the last year in car loans because people are taking on bigger payments than they can really afford.
Wow.
What people don't realize is they can refinance those car loans to much lower interest rates or change the maturity to make the payment more affordable. There's a free website called MyLoanGen, G-E-N, MyLoanGen.com. And you put in your current, how much you owe, what your monthly payments are, what the interest rate is, and how many more months you have to go. And then it gives you a choice of what payment you want, what interest rate you want, and what maturity you want. So one way to get the payment down is by extending the maturity out. The cars are good today. They last a long time. Mm-hmm. So say, Bill, you're at $500 a month for three years, mm-hmm, and that's too much for you. So you go out to, like, 6 years and bring it down to $250. It's going to be more affordable. You'll pay more interest in the long run, but in the meanwhile, you avoid the repo man taking your car in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. So, we don't want the repo man doing that to us.
We don't. And the new thing now is that these lenders, the auto lenders, put a what's called a defeat device in your car. So literally, if you don't make your payment, they will disable your car wherever you are. You're driving along on the 405, and it's all of a sudden, you're dead, okay?
Yeah.
And then they know exactly where to get you with DPS, so it's much easier for them to repossess cars these days. So as a result of that, they've made a lot of car loans that they wouldn't have made in the past, a lot of subprime car loans particularly. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that MyLoanGen.com can help a lot of people get out of the car loan debt problem.
What about credit card debt?
So that's a big one. We're over $1 trillion on credit cards, very high interest rates, 17, 18. If you're late 30% on your credit cards, I mean, it's just ridiculous what they're charging these days. And remember, this is a time when they're paying you zero in your savings accounts rate, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So two things you can do. First of all, get better credit cards. You do not be putting up with these ridiculously high rates. A free website for that would be guidetocreditcard.com. They have a list of all the best frequent flyer miles, cash rebates, low interest rates. There are great cards out there, but you have to get what's right for you, and so you can look at all the different cards that way. If you've got a lot of credit card debt at high interest rates and you can't get a new card or you don't want a new card, go to a national nonprofit credit counseling organization.
Mm-hmm.
They will consolidate it all into one. It's not a new loan, but it's a payment of maybe 6 to 7% interest instead of these much higher rates.
Mm-hmm.
And you make one payment to them, depending on how much debt you've got, 2-3 years, you're out of debt. It's considered a neutral in your credit score. My favorite place there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. They've already got deals with Chase and Citibank, mm-hmm, and Wells Fargo and Bank of America to get you deals you can't possibly get on your own. So you make one payment, they disperse it to all the creditors, and you can get that credit card debt under control. So those are three big credit card, three big debt areas that are rising so fast. and hopefully some helpful advice for them.
Exactly. That's excellent. Again, CambridgeCredit.org,
because they're a nonprofit, 800-897-2200.
That's excellent. So three great ideas attacking three of the biggest issues that we have to deal with today, credit card, tuition, and auto loans. I mean, and it's amazing, you know, how those creep in, but you don't know until you know, and that's when the water starts coming in through the roof, right?
And it's been happening. I mean, people are, again, becoming delinquent, default. With student loans, you can't really default as such. You can stop paying, but the loan doesn't go away. Even in bankruptcy, you can't discharge student loan debt. So it'll take you to the grave, actually.
You got to love the way the Fed worked this out, right?
Well, it's in their interest, but not the students' interest.
Well, of course.
And people are really behind the eight ball. The student loan debt has really changed society. Young people just kind of can't get off to a good start. Over 50% of them graduating are going back living at home again because they can't afford to rent an apartment or buy a car or never mind buy a house or anything like that. It's just a huge burden for this generation.
And, of course, if they have any problem paying back that tuition, of course, they get a ding on their credit. And, of course,
big time.
At that point, you start digging a hole that adds years to your ability to be able to get a credit rating that works in your favor.
Correct. Yeah. So if your student loans go into delinquency or default, your credit score is going to plunge, which is going to make it hard to get credit cards and maybe very, very high rates. It makes your life miserable. And this is what's happening to a lot of people. They just do not have the income to pay back those student loans, and it's ruining their credit.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, I wanted to get your read on this. We got about a minute and a half left. Apple, the first $1 trillion company.
Right. Well, they beat Amazon to it. Amazon's just about to get there as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've just done a great job, Apple has, in coming out with new. Now, in September, they're going to come out with a refresh of new iPhones. They're going around the world in China. A lot of technology innovations there. So it's been a steamroller for stock, and they support their stock. They buy back about $100 billion worth of stock right now. So if the stock goes down, they're in there buying like crazy. They've raised their dividends, so it's financially strong. Amazon and Apple are two of the big winners of this generation.
Well, you know, we were talking the other day about this, Jordan, that here you talk about a ceiling breaker. That's what they did. This is like Bannister. Remember when Roger Bannister
broke the
4-minute mile? And here we are. We got trillion companies. What do you think we're going to have in another year?
I think a
half dozen?
Amazon's definitely going to get there. Facebook will probably get there. Google will probably get there. Those are the ones I think have the best chance. Maybe Microsoft. All the technology companies. I mean, 30 years ago, none of these companies existed, basically, and now they've taken over the world here.
Absolutely amazing. Now you know why he's America's Money Answers Man, the one and only Jordan Goodman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's Mom, Dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name is free.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And we're talking with Focus on the Family's Paul Isay, who's been writing for Plugged In since 2007. He loves superheroes, like all of us, and finding God in unexpected places. I especially like that, Paul. You know, if you're not looking for God in unexpected places, you're going to miss him, you know? And I like
That's
that.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, and God is all around, even though we have a pluralistic society these days that would like to say different. But, no matter what they say, you just can't run from the truth. Every morning I wake up and, there's the sun shining. And it's there because God put it there, just like he put the moon when I go to sleep at night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I think that that's one thing that sometimes we can lose track of as Christians. I think that sometimes we sort of miss all the wonderful things that God has done for us and how many different areas that we can find him in. And one of those areas, surprisingly, is entertainment and culture. And I think that always comes with its own share of messes and problems and whatnot. But I do think that sometimes we can find God there if we look closely enough.
Well, and I got to tell you, congratulations, and we're grateful for actors like Chris Pratt, who is kind of shaking up, the structures there in Hollywood that want to speak against God. But now, once again, in fact, when I heard it, I said, "Whoa, was this deja vu?" Or we're hearing all over the MTV Awards, but it was incredible enough that he would speak of God at the MTV Awards, and the thing that was quite notable when he did that there was that the people were very pleased. I mean, they were receiving what he had to say, where, if they say something else, there would be not so welcome. But it seemed what he had to say, because the way he was presenting it with love, it wasn't with condemnation, but it was with love. And, there was some power. And you might say, well, the Holy Ghost was all over it or whatever. But it definitely went viral. And now here again, Chris is called to speak up at the Teen Choice Awards, and along the same line, just flat out, look it, I love God, and he challenged others to love God as well.
Yeah, no, it was really remarkable, and I think that this is one thing he he mentioned actually at the Teen Choice Awards that it's something that he does often when he speaks in front of groups. He says, and he said, I love God. That's my thing. I love him and you should too. And that's a really powerful message and very countercultural today. Mm-hmm. It was, and to come from someone like Chris Pratt, who is so likable and so funny and seems so down to earth, it was a refreshing thing to hear. He's one of the more refreshing faces in Hollywood itself, I think, and very much beloved both by Christians and secular fans. And so to hear this from him, it was encouraging. That said, it doesn't come without its share of messes and problems, too. You know, I think that whenever we're talking about how these messages manifest in the fallen world that we're in, there's always going to be questions or issues surrounding it, because we know from the movies that Chris Pratt has been a part of, some of the things that he's said, that he is not what you would call a perfect role model. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't celebrate the fact that he praises God on such a big stage.
Yeah. Well, Apostle Paul said that, you know, when people were questioning the voices that were out there during his time, and some of the other disciples took exception, he says, look, if they're speaking for us, let's not get too offended here. I mean, because, first of all, we need everybody we can get for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of lost souls. And Chris Pratt, God is using, I mean, here he is, this figure, as you say, you know, from Jurassic World, Parks and Rec, Journey to the Center of the Earth. And for him, you know, Paul, to have the courage and confidence to, you know, just tell it like it is. You know, I love God and I believe you should as well. I mean, you know, we know, and we've heard the cases in Hollywood, you know, it, by making those statements, it really puts your career at risk. But Chris Pratt, you know, he says it with confidence and could care less if this puts his, you know, his career that he thinks, you know, may have been given by man. He doesn't say this because he knows that God gave him that career. And as we know, what God has given us, man cannot take away.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. And something you said earlier really strikes me as true, I think. And that is that when he's talking about this sort of thing, he's speaking out of love. You know, I think that he talks about it's a very welcoming stance that he's able to take. And I think that in some ways, I think that many of us can learn something from him. I think that when we want to introduce people to our faith, the thing that we treasure and value more than anything else in the world, we need to come at it from this posture of love, this posture that God loves you. He wants you to be a part of his family. And I think that that's a great message. That is not to minimize all the many, many very serious issues that we're tackling in this very complex, very divisive time in our culture. I mean, we need to stand for our principles. We need to be forthright in what we talk about. But at the same time, it always needs to come from that attitude of love. And I think that Pratt really has an effective way of doing that.
Well, again, like Paul, you know, when Paul talked about himself, you know, he talked about being the worst sinner of all, you know, and I believe that if we are honest with ourselves and we consider ourselves for what we've done and how unworthy we are, it overwhelms me, Paul, and I'm sure it does you when you consider that in spite of our knuckleheadedness and our human mistakes and things that we have done that, you know, we may have regretted in the past, God still loves us.
Yeah,
and that, I got to tell you, that overwhelms me. And so when you come from that positional stance that in spite of your failings and shortcomings and inglorious moments of your life, and God says, hey, you know what? You're still my guy. I still love you. And when you can extend that to others, that's powerful, because nobody can take that away, because that is so deep and sincere. That's your personal story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think you hit on another reason why Pratt is such an effective conduit in some ways for this message, because we know him, I think, as a real person. When you look at some of the roles that he's played, he never comes across as you know, this larger-than-life Captain America type of figure. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big Captain America fan, but when you look at a Chris Pratt character, there's something real and tangible and flawed, if you will, about him. He's someone who we can picture actually walking up to and shaking hands with and sharing a joke with. And I think that because he's grounded, he feels grounded and he feels down to earth and he feels approachable, I think that helps him sort of bring these messages to light. And that's kind of a gratifying thing to see.
On the other hand, because of his vulnerability and his approach and what we know about Chris Pratt, does that disqualify him in any way to be in the quote-unquote Christian camp?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good question. And I guess the way I come at it with this is some people, you know, wonder whether he is a suitable role model, whether he's a suitable hero, especially for Christians, whether we can point to him and say, we want to be more like that. And here's the thing. I think that when you're talking about finding role models in a fallen world, every single role model, every single hero we come across is going to have an asterisk. Mm-hmm. As you say, we are all sinners. We are all failed in some ways. We've all failed in our relationships and how we need to interact with God. Because of that, I think that we need to be very careful before we put anybody, Pratt included, on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. We need to understand that he, just like we, are prone to missteps. And I think that when we look at Pratt's career critically, I think that we could point to things that I might consider or you might consider missteps. Mm-hmm. We need to be aware of those, and we can't sweep those under the rug. But at the same time, we can be grateful for the things that he does well. I think one of the things that I really love about the Bible, obviously I love a lot about the Bible, but when you look at the characters that we meet in there, the Bible is very clear that the people who did some fantastic work for God and for the kingdom were very broken people. They all had faults, they all had failings, and they all fell short often of what God wanted them to be and to do. We understand right from the very written word of God that imperfection, that failure is a part of our life. And because of that, I think it equips us to look at people like Chris Pratt and be able to accept them, the good things that they do, while not diminishing the bad things that they might.
Well, and to be there to cheer him on, encourage the good things, because he's in a tough situation. I mean, with the spotlight on him, I mean, it's really tempting to get outside of yourself. And sometimes, you know, you think you're all that in a bag of chips and you say things that are regrettable. One minute you're talking wonderfully about Jesus, the next minute, you know, other things are coming out of your mouth that are very un-Jesus-like, you know?
Yeah.
Not that we've ever found ourselves saying that, right?
That's exactly right. And it is one of those things that is, as Christians, we need to encourage one another. We need to celebrate the things that we do right and push us in better directions. But, you know, when we fall, which we always do, we need to have that Christian support to help pick us up and to help us get back on our feet and move in a better direction. And I think that's one of the beauties of the Christian faith.
Exactly, and the brotherhood, without a doubt, and sisterhood, let's say it, you know, so that we're all covered. Paul, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the insight and all the great work you do with Plugged In and Focused on the Family. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Well, thanks so much. Anytime.
You got it. Paul Isay on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit Meta Hemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com. Standing.